Even with the fireplace, we can't escape the cold. It rises through the floor and seeps in through the cracks under the doors. The insulation we pumped into the walls will extend the season by a few weeks, but the windows don't have storms. There's no boiler, not even a basement, to put one in. Our East Troy Lake cottage forces us to pick the day summer will end. We stuff the grill, kayak, and sun umbrella through the barn doors of the tiny garage. We dismantle the water softener. We turn on a bare light bulb in the cabinet with the pipes. Finally, we pour antifreeze in the toilet and cover the furniture with sheets, like corpses. It's hard to leave. The house is charming the way a lake house should be, with beadboard on the walls and ceilings, a screened-in porch, and a real cottage smell that makes everyone who comes here nostalgic for some other cottage they'd been to when they were kids. The lake is big and spring-fed with a sandy bottom, giant lily pads, and channels that lead to other lakes to explore. We have a closing checklist we've developed over the years, one that grew with trial and error. One year we forgot to empty the pantry. When we returned the next spring, mice had torn through boxes of pancake mix, oatmeal, and spaghetti noodles and had made nests in our dresser drawers. Another year, moths had chewed through the wool blankets my mother knit for us because we didn't seal them in plastic boxes. This cottage forces us to be slaves to the seasons. I grow increasingly aware that it requires youth and strength to own this little old house, and that someday the work might be too much for us. Sometimes we talk about winterizing it. Winterize. Such a funny word. As much as I love it here, I resist this idea. Most of the cottages on Lake Beulah have been torn down and replaced with suburban houses, even mansions. They have beating hearts all year long. They might be more fancy and expensive than ours, but what they've gained in comfort and use still seems to add up to a loss of something essential. Like most rituals, this process of opening and closing, this cycle of expectation and melancholy, helps my life make sense. It forces me to appreciate my dimming youth and acknowledge the way seasons and life change. It encapsulates memories and makes summers feel like they're suspended, always happening. I think of the people who have been here and see happily married couples that are now divorced, sick friends drinking wine on an Adirondack chair, perfectly healthy. I see children who are looking at colleges learning how to water ski for the first time. It's as if these memories get preserved in the icy cold. Most houses offer comfort and warmth, but this cottage tells me to go away, forget about it for the winter. So I leave, knowing it will be here, waiting for me.
Oh, call me, babe, but nothing changed.